Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order Lifestyle Solutions Blog Talk Radio, and it is Sunday, the 11th of June, 2017. Lonely? Only the lonely. This topic came up because almost everything I listened to or read this week or heard about in conversations were about people who were lonely and upset over it. And feeling bad about it and wondering why is this happening to me? 40 and single, 50 and single, and everything in between. And wondering, why am I so miserable? Why am I so lonely? That's what we're talking about tonight. And we're going to talk about Girl in Town as well, because she wasn't lonely. She isn't lonely. And she's got lots of things to share with you about loneliness. Once again, I'm Jennifer Ryan, and I'm your host of Create New Order Lifestyle Solutions. I would love to hear from you tonight, so give a call with your comments and ideas and join the conversation about loneliness at 657-383-0732. You can also email me at solutions@createneworder.com or cnosupport@gmail.com, and we'll answer your emails and your questions or your request for information about organizing and restarting your life. That is the cure for loneliness, restarting your life, developing a lifestyle. Do you have a lifestyle? I've asked the question before. I'm going to ask it again tonight. Do you have a lifestyle? My website is www.createneworder.com, and bensound.com is the provider of our unlicensed music for our radio show, for our breaks and our lead-ins. So check out their website if you're looking for music to add to your website that you're going to create to start branding yourself and starting your lifestyle, because you're listening to this show because you're seeking the solutions in your life, trying to figure it out and understand where to go from here. I got an email about a woman who is angry, absolutely positively angry over the way her life has turned out. And she's in her early 50s, much like myself, and she's angry over her divorce. She's angry over the fact that she has to restart her life at this point. She feels like she's lost so much and she's never going to catch up. And she's angry. This email, I'm not even going to read the email because it's just so busy with so many pieces of information that need to be taken apart and taken one at a time. It's the anger that's bothering me. It's the anger over the fact that she feels so lonely. She feels so cheated. She feels so defeated. She feels so limited, and she's angry. That's what I want to start with tonight when we talk about loneliness, because anger can be healthy if you deal with it and then work through it and then use that energy toward rethinking, looking at your life, reflecting, and looking at what it is you need to do to restart. You know, it would be nice if there was a button. It would be great if there was a button to press that just would reset things, like when we reset our phone when it doesn't work, or we reset our computer when it doesn't work, and we reboot. Wouldn't it be nice if we could just press that button, and in a matter of a minute or two, we would be rebooted, started fresh, and up and operating well? The human mind, the human heart, the human soul doesn't work that way. And we often get stuck. I am blessed, absolutely blessed, with incredible relationships in my life that support me, but that I also offer support for. A relationship is based on you and somebody else, not just you. It's not about you. If you're going to enter into relationships, it's two people or you and a group of people that are involved in that relationship. When we pay attention to nurturing a relationship, you will benefit from that tremendously. And I am blessed with many solid, strong relationships in my life. And they include everyone I've ever been a part of, whether I speak to them or I don't speak to them. They are part of my life, and I reflect on those relationships, and I'm grateful for them every single day. I'm not angry about them. I'm not angry about relationships that are no longer happening or active in my day-to-day living. I have people that have come and gone in my life, and I have come and gone in their lives. This week, I reached out to a person, actually three or four people, to see if we could get together on Long Island for an event. And I was going to go to the event without speaking to these people or even trying to reach out to them and get them involved in my little escapade to go to a meeting. And I'll mention that meeting in just a moment. I reached out, and one of them wrote back and said, you know, I said to her, it's been 100 years and I would love to see you at a meeting on the 22nd. And it's been so long. I would love to catch up with you. I'm going to be at that meeting. Come, you know, we can enjoy each other and, you know, see some old friends. And she wrote back and she was just as enthusiastic as I was to see each other. And we haven't spoken to each other in, my gosh, probably 8 years. 7 years. It's been a long time, but that relationship was a really good relationship, and we both went in different directions. And now just reaching out and making that connection brings us to now a place of communicating again with no harm or no foul. We haven't done anything wrong to each other. One of the cures for loneliness, to reach out. Reach out to people from your past. Reach out to people in your future. What does that mean? What are you doing about being so lonely? If you're feeling sorry for yourself, you need to get over yourself. You need to throw the towel in, the crying towel in, and start working on you. You need to start working on what it is you want your life to look like. Give me a call. Join the conversation at 657-383-0732 or email me at solutions@createneworder.com, and we'll address your questions and your ideas and what's going on in your life and whether or not you're lonely and you want to do something about it and how to do that. So what is today, as we're talking about all of this? Let's do the housekeeping part of things. We have beautiful, beautiful weather on the East Coast. And today was hot. And I loved it. I love the hot weather. However, An hour and a half of tennis was the only thing I could accomplish, but I'll get into that when we talk about Girl in Town. What's in my glass tonight? Water, water, and more water. And that's about all I've been drinking all day, except for my morning coffee. All right, fine. I had a Coke Slurpee this afternoon, too. It was just so hot, and it really hit the spot. I am not a real big sugar fan, but a Slurpee on a day like today, you can't beat it. Today in New York City, right now, is 86 and sunny. I'm not sure what the high was, but I do know that I was drinking a ton of water, and I started getting a headache after being on the tennis court for an hour and a half with how hot it was, but I got some great color, so I'm happy about that. I always feel stronger and healthier when I have a bit of a tan. In Bethany Beach, Delaware, it's 84 and sunny right now, and in Paris, France, it's 66 and cloudy. So I guess it's the really only good reason not to be in Paris right now, 66 and cloudy. Today is national, and this is really very interesting, it is National Making Life Beautiful Day. So I guess tonight's topic was appropriate on timing because it's a National Make Life Beautiful Day. If you are suffering from loneliness, if you are lonely, and you feel like you can't get out of it, and you don't know what to do about it. You've had a bad breakup. Maybe you've lost somebody. Somebody has passed away. Maybe friends have moved away or moved on, and you've just sort of drifted away from the circles that you used to run in. Well, it's up to you. It is up to you to do something about it, and that is taking action to create the new order of your lifestyle. And what you want your life to be. And what is that? I talk about this on the show regularly, that my end game is the cottage on the beach. That is what I want. That is how I want my life to be. That is how I want to live. And I accept the work that comes my way, and I accept the reward for that work in financial compensation, but also the time and attention to what I value so that I can work toward that goal. That is what will make me happy. No, I will make me happy. That is what will sustain the lifestyle I want to be happy. Start thinking about this in little pieces and taking little steps toward what you think will make you happy. What is it going to be? Is it getting an animal to take care of that will take care of you as well so that you get outside? Maybe it's a dog so that you will take a dog for a walk every single day, 3-4 times a day or more. You'll get to the beach and run that dog, or you'll go to the dog park and talk to people. I have to say that as I was thinking about the topic of loneliness and I was thinking about the questions I've been getting about what to do about being lonely, and I'm so sad, and I'm so lonely, and I have nobody. Well, leaving my hometown, where I knew so many people, and so many people knew me, and no matter where I went or what I did, there was some sort of connection to some other person that mutually anybody I spoke to knew, because a small town is like that. And I never knew anything different. When I relocated out of that town for a while, I was a fish out of water. I had no connections whatsoever. I had nobody who knew what I knew, and I didn't know anything about where I was. It was just new, all new. It took about 18 months, year to 18 months, to really build and find connections to people I can go give a call to and have coffee with, people that I can join and have dinner with, people that I can reach out to set up a tennis game. It took a year to 18 months of actively pursuing an active lifestyle, actively pursuing the antidote to loneliness. Was I ever lonely? Not really, because I'm busy. I keep myself busy because I like to be busy. The worst thing for me ever is to be bored. I don't want to be bored. that drives me crazy to be bored and have nothing to do. But I can actually plan to do nothing, and that doesn't make me bored. I plan to rest, watch some movies, do some reading, and I could spend an entire day doing nothing active except maybe reading or watching a movie. It's a plan. It's an idea. It's a routine. Haven't mentioned that word in a while. A routine. We all love to be social. We love to connect to other people. We love to speak to other people. We love to be around other people. It's about what you want without putting yourself in the way. Are you selfishly sitting around feeling sorry for yourself? There's a million things to do in this world. And some of them, a lot of them, don't cost you any money. It's perseverance, it's interest, and it's action. When I lecture about organizing, when I lecture about strategy, when I lecture about finding solutions, I let people know that change begins with the decision. My suggestion is to stop feeling sorry for yourself and make the decision to change something. Start small. It doesn't matter what you change. It matters that you take the action to change it, to improve your life, to take a step toward a lifestyle you may want to have, to make an effort that will make you think differently, will clear your ill feelings about loneliness or what you don't have. It'll start filling a void with things that you now have. I believe it was in the first month of the shows here on Blog Talk Radio, almost a year ago, that I mentioned a book, How to Be an Interesting Person. And it's a very interesting little book because it's very small. There are little suggestions to take to start building upon your attributes and start eliminating your shortcomings by pursuing something of interest. I've talked about playing tennis. I've talked about dancing ballet. I've talked about cycling. I've talked about the things that I go out and try, that I pursue because I always wanted to do them. What is stopping you from getting off that couch and ending the feel sorry for myself vacation from life that you have put yourself on? What is stopping you? Nothing should stop you. If you truly want to have an active life and not be lonely, then go get it. And it's going to take work. It's going to take effort. It's going to take time. You need to take one step forward and keep making that step. I worked with a young lady, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she's got a lot of obstacles in her life, and she has very little support. I'm very fortunate, and many of you are very fortunate, you may not be seeing it, that you have people that you can rely on, that you can call upon. You have parents or children or a friend or two or coworkers that have an interest in you, and you have people to rely on to give you some sort of support. This young woman has really no support in her life. And she was talking to me about she just needs to get away from it for a while. She needs to get away from things and think. And I know her for a while. My suggestion to her was very simple. Instead of trying to get away from it all, to think, why not move towards something and think? Very shortly after that conversation, she started a blog and she planned a trip because she said to me, you're right. Getting away from things doesn't help. Moving towards something gets me excited. This is Jennifer Ryan, and I'm your host of Create New Order Lifestyle Solutions. We're here on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalk.com. We run on podcasts, and today is Sunday, the 11th of June, 2017. And you can call us to join the conversation at 657-383-0732. And I'm going to take a short break, and I'm going to come back with Girl in Town. Girl in Town has been pretty busy this week, and I have had some pretty exciting things that I would like to share with you. Until the break is over, I'll play this for you and give you a little hint.
It's wonderful. However, did you manage it?
With tablets for paper and string, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and then this soaring up. Through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite.
I'll be right back. And I'm back. This is Jennifer Ryan and your host of Create New Order Lifestyle Solutions, Blog Talk Radio. You can catch us on podcasts as well. And soon coming to YouTube, we'll be streaming live during the taping of the show. And you can call me at 657-383-0732 to join the conversation. Let's talk Girl in Town. Where wasn't she this week? Whew, I'm exhausted, actually. Well, let's talk about Friday night when I attended the American Ballet Theatre's performance of Le Corsaire. And I will tell you that, you know, I never have a bad time at the ballet, that's for sure. It is just such an experience. It's an experience walking into the plaza at Lincoln Center, just standing at the fountain, watching the people and standing there in awe of the fountain just, you know, shooting up and slapping down and, you know, just sort of bubbling or not moving at all. And people coming and going in the fashions or lack thereof, and the crowds coming to Lincoln Center. Well, the American Ballet Theater is was performing on the main stage, and I don't know what was going on at the David Koch Theater. I suppose I should look it up. And the Philharmonic was playing as well. Well, I had dinner at the Lincoln, and I've been to the Lincoln before, and it's very, very expensive. Very, very delicious. I treated myself, and the fact of the matter is I probably won't eat for the rest of the year because of how much I spent on that dinner. But I had the Cappelletti pasta dish. I got an appetizer of the duck terrine with a fig salad. I mean, it was just a few bites, but it was incredible. absolutely incredible appetizer. And then the pasta, the cappelletti. It was just so delicious. I can't say enough. So if you save your pennies and decide to go to the Lincoln prior to a performance there, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. You know, it's an expensive excursion, and it was a little bit of a treat for myself to do this, and I am so happy that I did. I think when I went and I saw the golden cockerel, I didn't even have dinner in the city. So, and that will probably be my only dinner during my series of ballets for the season. My next ballet is the 23rd, where I will see Diana Vishneva dance for the last time. She is retiring, and she is just a phenomenal dancer. Just mesmerizing. And she sends chills up your spine. So I look forward to that. And the performance of Le Corsaire that was on Friday night, Daniel Simkin is a principal dancer. And the first time I saw him dance was probably 2 years ago. And it was Don Quixote. He is beautiful, absolutely beautiful to watch dance. He had the smallest part of the slave boy in Le Corsaire, and it's a swashbuckling pirates and adventure ballet, and he had the smallest part, and he stole the show, in my opinion. He is an incredible, incredible dancer. Ballet is—it's almost as if they made ballet for him. I understand that people feel that way about Baryshnikov as well. Unfortunately, I never saw him dance at the American Ballet Theater, but I am fortunate enough to see Daniel Simkin. Once again, Lincoln Center. Give it a shot. Whether you go to an opera, the Philharmonic, or a ballet, it is an experience that everyone should have at least once. So that was one of the things that Girl in Town did. And then I spent time at parks. Yesterday, I went to Sweetbriar Nature Center in Smithtown, New York. And I was with my daughter and son-in-law and my two grandsons. And they had the Sweetbriar Craft Fair, an outdoor festival. And I met several people there that I will be having on the show, some creative, very creative jewelry makers that I haven't seen jewelry like this ever. One I bought a piece from, and I will be getting it next week. She's going to make an alteration to it, but she does wax castings. She creates and carves her own wax molds and pours metal into them, and she also does water casting, where she melts metal and then drops it into water. And they're free-form designs that come out of this that she solders onto rings and earrings. And they are just quite unique. She's a graduate of Parsons. So I'm going to have her on the show because I'd like to speak with her and hear her inspiration for what she does and creates such beautiful things. Lots of people at craft fairs that you can meet. But Sweetbriar Nature Center also had quite a few animals and birds to look at up close. A screech owl that was about 8 years old was being handled, and just such a pretty, pretty, pretty owl, as well as an African white-breasted raven who was rescued because somebody had gotten this bird and mistreated it, and his name was Walter, and I spoke to him, and I was quite annoying to Walter, but he was absolutely beautiful. I never saw anything like it. It looked like he was wearing a tuxedo, and from afar, when I first saw him, I thought he was a penguin. I thought, there's no penguin here, and it was this beautiful African white-breasted raven, which, just having the experience to see this bird, I wish I could have pet him, but Walter really doesn't like people. He's been mishandled and mistreated. Today, over Pack County Park in Leonia, New Jersey. First, I started out by playing some tennis and testing out some demo rackets. You know, I think I'm good at playing, but, you know, I don't know if I'll ever get where I want to be, but I'm working at it. And that's part of getting rid of loneliness in your life. If you have loneliness, you've got to go out and do something. But let's finish this conversation with Girl in Town at Overpeck. Not only did I play tennis, and then I came back, did my food shopping in the heat of the afternoon, and then changed and went back to Overpeck Park to put a kite in the air. And that's where the lead-in music comes from, the movie or motion picture Mary Poppins, which I was in love with as a child, and my daughter watched about 8,000 times when she was a child. But let's go fly a kite. I have a star box kite that I have not been successful with. And there was a young man who was there with his wife and his two children, and his name was Danny, and he came over, and apparently he used to make kites when he was younger. And he came over and he saw me trying to get this thing up in the air, and he helped me out and gave me a few tips and a few ideas, and that kite flew. And now I very easily was able to get that kite up when the wind was strong enough. It's a three-dimensional box kite, and it's kind of heavy, so the wind has to be really strong. But now I know what to do with my box kite. So my regular kite went up real easy and stayed up for quite some time. And the challenge of the box kite was very interesting. Two or three times people had come over to speak to me to tell me how great this kite was. Girl in Town has fun. I have fun. No matter where I go or what I choose to do, it's about learning something new. It's about laughing at myself. It's about adventuring out into the world to see what's happening in the world and meeting other people. It could be as simple as flying a kite. Now, I'm pretty ambitious with this three-dimensional star box kite as being one of my first kites ever. But why not? Why not be ambitious? Do we always have to start with the smallers? Well, it could make it easier to work up to. But why not go for it? Why not see something you're attracted to and work on it? You can call me at 657-383-0732 here on Blog Talk Radio to join the conversation. And we have a caller on the line. I'm going to pick it up. Good evening, 516. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. This is Hugh. I just had the call in for this show. I'm so amazed at all these lonely people and amazed at the wonderful advice you give them. I hope they'll listen to you, but that's a choice. I'm going to give them another choice, Jennifer.
Okay.
I'm going to tell all these lonely people, go stand in front of the mirror. Look at yourself. Look at your face in the mirror and ask yourself, who's controlling you? And when you figure out that you're controlling you, maybe then you can go seek out some good information. There's a wonderful book I read years ago. It's got timeless examples. The title is self-explanatory, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie. And I'll give one little simple thing in the book. An example, any time I start feeling a little down or whatever, I just call this to mind. And that is, I had the blues because I had no shoes until I walked down the street and saw a man with no feet. So put everything in perspective. If you're taking a breath, some people are taking their last breath. Where are you going to be when the game over sign comes? And you know my life has been quite bizarre, and I lost my earth angel wife back in 2007, we were married 35 and a half years, and as much as I miss her, I have the love for her so deep in my heart, I decided to empower women globally in my big mission and vision of changing global economics, education, politics, religion, and more. And that goes to another guy people should know by the name of Gandhi, who said, be the change that you want in the world. It all starts with you. And when you step out the door and you gave again such beautiful information, I say nature is God's classroom. Just get out in it. It will lower your stress level and heighten your awareness. And when you see the miracles around you, the beautiful flowers, the trees, the clouds, not the chemtrails, but the nice puffy clouds, and listening to the birds. And when you walk around in that atmosphere, you start to get into gratitude, and you'll even see the animals. They won't run so much. They'll even want to come up and interact with you a little bit more, or just talk to them and say, hi, how are you today? Or and get out, like you said, get out and expose yourself to just meet people. You never know who you're going to meet. And I'm going to give you someone to meet now because I have some woman that I'm going to be speaking with this week that I think would be an excellent mentor, and I hope you might have her as a guest on a show. And she's had several different career changes over the decades. She started out as a ballerina, and she was a professional ballerina, and then she went into corporate, and then she's tremendous. Her name is Maureen Broderick, B-R-O-D-E-R-I-C-K, and she's just starting a huge women's organization internationally, Worldwide Women, I think it's .co, but if you just Google Maureen Broderick, Worldwide Women, and introduce yourself to my name and have her come on as a perfect example of life is only dull because you're looking for excuses and to play the blame game. That'll get you nowhere except the victim role. You have to get out of that, and the only way you're going to do that is with gratitude. Be grateful for what you have, and then help those who have less than you, and that'll keep you busy and keep things in perspective. And I'll let you finish up your show, but thank you for bringing me on just to show people everyone has unlimited creativity. Open your heart to God if you can't do anything else, and learn that you can co-create with God and help others. And if you do that, you'll never have anything to complain about, because as you help others, it'll be a blessing back to you. Thank you very much for all you do, Jennifer, and God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, Hugh. Thank you.
Hugh is an interesting guy, and he didn't mention his website, and I'm going to pull it up so that you can take a look at some of what he's got out there. Let's see. Oh, it didn't come up. Anyway, Hugh Trollson, and he is the networker of networkers. He has listened to our show, and I'm so happy that he is with us and comes and joins us with some of the things that he shares with us. And I will most certainly take a look for Maureen Broderick and maybe even have her on the show next week if she's available and speak with her. It's about getting up and getting out and getting on with it. Being lonely is really difficult for some people, but for other people, you need to just take a step away from what was and toward what will be. You know, when I was out there flying the kite, people came up to me to speak to me. And people are there at the park for the same reason I'm there at the park, to enjoy the park, to enjoy the sunshine, to relax, to de-stress, to see other people, to observe other people, maybe take a jog, maybe rollerblade, maybe run their dog. There was a young woman, and at this park, there's this huge lawn. I mean, it's gigantic. And I put myself in the center of the lawn because putting the kite up needed quite a bit of space, but there was nobody in the center. People were sort of on the outskirts. So I wanted to be away from people because I had no idea if I was going to lift this thing, and I had no idea if I was going to keep it in the air. And if, you know, you let a lot of string out and it goes up high and then it comes crashing down to the earth, you really don't want it crashing onto somebody. I wouldn't appreciate that. So I put myself out in the middle of this lawn, and I'm out there, and the wind was not strong enough to sustain the kite for more than probably 3 or 4 flights. But I'd sit in my chair, take sun, look around, close my eyes, listen to some radio, and here's this young woman coming across the lawn with what appeared to me as a puppy, and kind of floppy black puppy. And as they walked over, the puppy's face was very close to looking like my puppy's face. And I said, is it a rescue? She said, yes. And I said, lab mix? She said, yes. I said, well, I've got one too. Yours has longer ears and longer legs, but, you know, very close and very similar looking dog. And this dog was 5 months old and as well behaved and gentle as my dog. And we just sat and talked for a moment. And it's her very first dog in her entire life. She's 25 years old. She got her own apartment and she got herself a dog. Because she's living here. She just moved here. And she's not lonely now. She was feeling a little sorry for herself. She didn't know anybody. And she decided to get a dog for companionship. She's got the right idea. She comes to the dog park. She walks the dog at any park. She walks the dog a couple of times a day, as we talked about it. And she is in love with this animal who keeps her company and takes as much care of her as she takes of it. Interaction. Taking action. Doing something different. Getting yourself out of your funk. Not being stuck. Do something. Reach out into your life and do something different. Whatever it is. Fly a kite. Take a lesson. Go to a workshop at the library. Take a walk. I think there's an article about taking a stroll and the health benefits of taking a stroll. I just read it, and there's always tons of reading material hanging around my desk. But taking a stroll has more benefits than just physical. It has emotional benefits in your life. It's time to talk and have conversation with people that you have a relationship with, or it's time to go out and discover new relationships and have a chat with somebody who you don't know that you meet along the way in this walk. It's about meditation. You can meditate and reflect on things that are going on in your life and reduce your stress by just meditating while you are walking. It boosts your memory. It absolutely positively helps you think better and will increase your memory. It's amazing, the benefits of taking a walk. It's about socializing. It's about getting off your couch. It's about experiencing life, getting out into nature, like Hugh mentioned just a few minutes ago. It is healthy for you. It will increase your positive thinking. It will help your attitude. You never know what you're going to see. You never know what you're going to encounter out there. And you never know the fun that you will have. Go get a kite. Why not? They're pretty inexpensive items. And there's plenty of parks around all over the world where you can put one up in the air. And if you can't get it up in the air, who cares? Try again. What are you, Charlie Brown? I was definitely Charlie Brown today. My string got all tangled. The thing came crashing down several times. It did not get caught in a tree, so I was happy about that. But I just kept doing it. And I kept working it. The goal was to make an effort. The goal was to get it in the air. And I did. I also took my chair along in case there wasn't enough wind or in case I failed, in case I couldn't get that thing up in the air. Why are you lonely? What are you waiting for? Out in this world are hundreds of things to do. I'm going to mention a website. It's a website that's a startup, and it's called leisureclique.com, LeisureClique.com. Leisureclique.com has all sorts of activities, sports and activities listed on that website. And you can post if you're looking for a tennis partner, if you want to learn how to play pool, or if you want to join a cycling group or go riding with someone. And you can post, you can become a member, and you can post what activity it is you want to do. And if your activity doesn't show up there, you can actually create one. In fact, I'm going to create a group for flying a kite because I did go online to look for kite groups and find out if there are kite groups anywhere around that I could join and become involved with and find where people get together to fly kites. Now, there was a kite festival at Wildwood on May 30th, so I guess I'm just slightly late for that. But what I do know now is there is a website that shows me these activities. Now, the next thing in the remote area that is listed on that site is in October, believe it or not. But maybe I'll come up with something and get some people together to fly a kite. That's what it takes, is finding the avenue. And it takes a little bit of work. What else have you got to do? Give a call, 657-383-0732, and tell me what you do about your loneliness and how you're going to change things, or ask how I might help you make those decisions. You don't have to have a relationship in your life. You don't have to have a partner in your life that will fulfill you. The partner in your life, the relationship in your life for fulfillment should be you. You should be developing yourself as a person. What kind of conversation could you have with someone? What knowledge do you have about a topic that you could have a conversation with somebody and go to the mat on that conversation? Do you know enough about a topic? I don't know. Sewing. Say you were in a group of people and you met some new people and these were people that belonged to a sewing group. And you kind of like these people, you're kind of interested in them, but you know nothing about sewing. What will you do about joining that group? Are you going to start reading about sewing? Maybe watch some YouTube videos because you're interested in it, even though you don't know anything about it. It doesn't matter how old you are either. You're 50 years old, you know nothing about sewing, but you were interested in it at one point in your life, and that's the topic you came up with. So why not begin with some exploration into sewing? Why not? Go to YouTube, Google, look for some information, find a group of beginning sewers, go and see a display of quilts where people are doing a quilt during that display. I went to one a few months ago. Why not? Why not go and explore these things and have a conversation? Pick a place and go within the realm of a topic that you're interested in, maybe baking. Well, take a class. Go take a baking class. They're out there. It's a matter of finding something that becomes convenient for you where you can go and explore something that may enhance your life. But when we do this, when we take the effort and we start working on things and practicing things, you know, if I don't have somebody to fly a kite with, I go fly the kite myself. I don't need to have somebody with me to do this. I'm going to go do it myself. I have the best time. I enjoy my company sometimes. But flying a kite, observing people around, enjoying the sun, relaxing on a Sunday afternoon? What is wrong with that? Nothing. And I don't get lonely because I'm not thinking about myself so much as I am thinking about learning something new or doing something different from what I'm used to doing. Once again, this is Jennifer Ryan at Create New Order Lifestyle Solutions. Give a call at 657-383-0732 to join the conversation. We're talking about lonely and what to do about loneliness. Get rid of it. Get on with yourself. Start changing your life. One of the topics that I find interesting that I'm looking into right now, because I was listening to a radio show, a young man who plays Superman, I guess the new Superman. Let me get his name right. He was interviewed on, I think it was Maria Menounos's radio show on Sirius Radio. And I was listening to this conversation, and let's see if this is the right guy. Apparently, he looks very much like Christopher Reeves, and there's been a lot of comparison with him. And Henry Cavill. Anyway, he was being interviewed on Maria Menounos, and he was talking about bulletproof coffee. They were talking about his fitness, and they were talking about how great he looks. And, you know, he was talking about the fact that he doesn't work out a lot. He doesn't do cardio, but then he described what he does do. He does these bursts of exercising, and it really is cardio. He does weights, and then he does, like, these really strong pushes for like a minute and a half, and then does weights and then takes a minute and a half off and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he apparently looks great. We're listening to a radio show, so I couldn't see him, but he was talking about bulletproof coffee because he changed his food intake. He changed how he ate. He changed what his diet is daily, because when he had his first child, he and his wife had his first child, he realized that he only wanted the best for his child. So he wanted to set that example, and he started doing research and whatnot. So now anybody's talking about coffee, and I'm thrilled to pieces. So because I am a big coffee fan, and what I heard in this interview sort of disturbed me. So I have some research to do, and maybe we'll continue this conversation about coffee next week. On our next show, because apparently coffee can have a considerable amount of mold in it. And if you're not buying high quality coffee beans or high quality ground coffee, there can be mold that just goes undetected. You may not taste, but if coffee bothers your stomach or it tends to upset your digestive system, it could be because the coffee had mold in it, and it's very hard to detect, but high quality coffee beans, organic, of course, is what's recommended. So I'm going to do some reading up about this, but what I learned about bulletproof coffee, that it starts with the beans, that you use high quality beans, and a French press is the best way to brew coffee according to bulletproofcoffee.com. And you don't want the papers, because the papers keep the essential oils of the coffee out. People talk about how they don't like oily coffee, but oily coffee, that's what's going on. What's good about coffee is the oil, not just the flavor. And in bulletproof coffee, you brew this coffee, and then you add a teaspoon to 2 tablespoons of brain octane oil. Now, one teaspoon to 2 tablespoons is a big margin there, but you have to start small and build up. You can't just start with 2 tablespoons of brain octane oil, because apparently it will upset your digestive system. So you sort of build up, and it's a very powerful oil. And there's a website, you can go and you buy this oil, and you add it and you build up. And then you add 1 to 2 tablespoons of grass-fed unsalted butter or grass-fed ghee. Butter. And then you mix it in a blender for 20 to 30 seconds until it looks like a foamy latte. This apparently will not only boost your brain function tremendously, it will suppress hunger, it will give you steady, long-lasting energy, and it will give you mental clarity. What happens with this combination of ingredients, these fats and oils, is that it will convert to ketones, which is that your brain uses more efficiently than carbs or sugar. So bulletproof coffee, now that's a basic summary of bulletproof coffee, which I'm going to look into more and more and read more about this, because I am a coffee drinker. I love coffee. So to change my coffee in this way would be a very small change in my life. And I'm really very interested to see what the benefits of that are, or what the results of that are, using this as a breakfast, because they're saying this is all you need, that instead of eating breakfast. And getting rid of the carbs and the sugar is something that we're learning more and more and more about. You know, I always used to try to shop only on the outside walls of the supermarket, because that is the healthiest food available to you, is everything that runs along the four walls. Everything on the inside is really not healthy for you. Now I don't have to try. It's a matter of my habit and a matter of my routine. I don't buy a lot of processed food. I buy, you know, I buy cereal, I buy peanut butter. I will buy canned olives and canned beans or canned tomatoes. But other than that, I don't buy much processed food anymore, because what we are learning about the processing of food and how it's breaking down nutrition, it's breaking down value to our bodies, but just adding calorie. And we're not getting healthier by eating that food. So again, I'm going to look into this and read some more about it, because removing sugars from our diet is really healthy for us. But adding bulletproof coffee, I think it'll be very interesting, and I'll be very interested to see the results of what bulletproof coffee will do. This is Jennifer Ryan, and you're listening to Create New Order Lifestyle Solutions. It is May 11th, 2017, and loneliness was our topic tonight. Are you lonely? Well, if you are, what are you going to do about it? It's going to take some effort. And like Hugh said when he called in earlier, is take a look at the person in the mirror and ask that person, who's controlling you? Because you control you. You are your own boss. You are your own master. You are the driver of your life. And your lifestyle can become anything you want your lifestyle to be. What changes do you want to make? What solutions are you looking for? Go and do them. If it's going out and playing on a beautiful day in a park, go out and play on a beautiful day in a park. If you're stuck in a rut and you don't like your job, start looking around at what's available to you or what you need to do to get something better. You know, often people will call me and say to me, I don't know how to advance. I hate my job and I don't know what to do next. Well, what are you doing about it? And who are you talking to let them know you're interested in advancing? Or are you looking for something completely different and it's time for you to move on? It doesn't matter. It's your life. And you get to decide. Once again, this is Create New Order Lifestyle Solutions. Make the change that you want to see in the world. Start with yourself. Get out of the loneliness rut. Go and make some friends. Make the efforts. Volunteer. Fly a kite. Take a class. Just go out. Explore the world. Smile at people. And have a conversation. Our conversations are between 8 and 9 p.m. on Sunday Nights Live, and you can always call in at 657-0732 at that time. I would love to hear from you, and you can write to us at cnosolutions.com, at solutions at createneworder.com. I even got it wrong. Again, our website is www.createneworder.com. Visit us there and send us an email and send us your ideas and your questions for the future. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk again.